This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, in Washington today, experts from the National Academy of Sciences will be looking for ways to bring down the cost of treating malaria. The disease kills an estimated 650,000 people around the world every year, most of them children. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
The Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria has been testing a program in several African countries. The fund buys high-quality anti-malaria drugs and then sells them to wholesalers at a deep discount. Stanford economist Kenneth Arrow says the idea is to bring prices down so people don't turn to cheaper and less effective alternatives.
The counterfeit drugs to the old drugs that no longer work, to witchcraft or to nothing.
In most countries, he says, it's worked. Arrow estimates it would cost about $500 million a year to take the pilot global. So far, the funding has come mostly from Europe. Arrow says to continue, the program needs support from the U.S. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.